You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Well, good morning and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. On Tuesday, August the 16th, I'm Andy Holding, going to take a look at the Tipperary card this evening, where we've got eight races for you, five on the flat and three jumpers. Very competitive fare we have as well this evening, with quite a few mixed races with regards maidens and handicaps, and should be some decent opportunities for us to back a winner or two tonight here at Tipperary. We begin on the flat with a 7.5 furlong maiden claimer. Don't get me too many claimers over in Ireland. And the standout performer here has to be Member State from the Paul Toomey stable. Also finished fourth on its debut at Galway in a very, very hot maiden won by Right Honourable, who was very much the gamble of the race, from the Dermot Weld stable. But the second and third of the two key bits of form line that we should be concentrating on here. Brutal, of course, for the Gerline stable, has gone on to win at Leopardstown. Next time out in a very decent race. And Courage Under Fire, amazingly, who finished third in that race, went on to finish second in a Group 1. Next time out behind Stabber Companion Caravaggio. So this horse was really in deep first time out. He took a keen hold as well early on in the race, and you think he would have weakened quite dramatically late on, but he kept on very well for pressure to finish never near a fourth. And that form line on its own just absolutely jumps out the page at you and stands out here as the best piece of form on offer. He's up in trip here, which shouldn't be a problem because he's by Lope de Vega. And the opposition doesn't look particularly strong either. So Member State, a very, very strong choice in race number one.
Race two.
On to the second race then. A bit of a more wide open field to this race, with plenty with chances. I see that Almanamar has been put in a very short price favourite off the back of a decent effort Nace last time out. The blinkers are on for the first time, replacing the visor last time out, and it's probably the one to beat on the balance of form, and of course got a rating of 83, but I'm absolutely convinced this horse definitely gets the trip. Certainly in the evidence what we saw at the Curra two starts ago, that could well be the case, where it weakened quite badly in the latter stages. So therefore I'm going to pass this horse over in favour of the each way poke of the race, Military Hill, who's had three starts and apparently is improving with every run. Good's third at Leopardstown, two starts back behind Midnight Crossing in a race which worked out really well. As we know, the winner's run well in group races subsequently. The second's won a couple of races since, and then was up against a horse called Seville Star last time out. And that horse is very highly regarded from the Jim Bulger stable. Couldn't, unfortunately, cope with that horse in the latter stage, but still ran well to finish fifth. Nicely drawn here tonight. Distance should be absolutely fine. And round about 5-6-1 this morning, Military Hill looks a decent each way bet in race number two.
Race number three.
On to the first of the handicaps then, which comes up at 5:50, a 7.5 furlong race, a 0-65 affair. I'm going to go with the course specialist, if you like, or the one that's run here the most and has shown the consistency here at this particular track, and that's Lady Ranger from the Peter McCreary stable. Hasn't won so far this season, but a series of good, solid performances in defeat lead me to think that this horse's win is certainly overdue. That run last time out here over the course and distance was very eye-catching, when she stayed on very powerfully late on to finish a never near a third behind Valentana. The time figure that race was pretty good for the grade, you know, and I still think that form line is fairly useful. It's certainly going to be tested tonight because Lady Ranger obviously represents the form along with three others. A decent effort either as well early on in the year behind Hard Times. I'll grant that probably just stretched a little bit. All adds up for Lady Ranger to run a huge race here tonight from a nice low draw.
Race four.
On to the fourth of the five flat races here tonight, and this is a mile one handicap. It's again in 0-65 category, so nothing special in here. Certainly think that Invernata has got a major chance off that run the other day at Tramore when didn't get the best of runs in behind the pack, but noticeably stayed on very strongly down the outside to finish second behind Rockview Emperor. And that was an improved effort upon the one that saw this horse finish only eighth at Nace the time before. But the key negative for that was that it was a 7 furlong trip, and obviously stepping up significantly in distance last time out helped this horse. Somewhere in the middle tonight for this horse, a mile one, should make Invernata the one to beat here. But also in that race was a horse called Metriarch in that Nace race. And similarly to the favourite, I do think Metriarch will improve for a step-up in trip. Certainly the evidence of what we saw there at Nace in the first time, Blinker was doing all its best work at the end. Actually didn't get the clearest of runs late on. May have finished third with a more smoother passage. Reasonably well drawn here tonight. Slightly frustrating character has to be said this Metriarch, but definitely shown enough ability to be competitive in a race of this nature. And at 8-1 this morning with William Hill, I think Metriarch could certainly reward the place part of the bet at the very worst.
Five.
On to the final of the flat races today. We go up in distance here again for this race. It's a mile 4.5 furlongs. And Mason Brook Lady is the one I will go for here. Probably due to the fact that this horse is guaranteed to stay, whereas one or two of her rivals may not. I probably would have gone with Hint of Frost here, but I'm not absolutely convinced that horse will get the trip, having faded the other day when I selected it over a mile and a quarter. So I'll stick with Dennis Hogan's charge here in the hands of Killian Leonard. Didn't get the clearest passages through the other day at Galway, when I actually think the blinkers which worked the first time didn't work the second time in many respects, because she was very tight for room and she just couldn't get out of her own way basically. So never really had a chance to get up ahead of steam. And in the end had to only settle for sixth place. But the races worked out really well. Paddy the Celeb was fourth, and Jeremy's Joy, who was well back in the field, of both won subsequently, so that form line looks okay. And the time before, when getting a much clearer passage in the first time blinkers, this horse powered clear in the later stages of a Gowran handicap over tonight's distance to win by 4 lengths, no less. So, like I said, we do know this horse stays particularly strongly. We're reasonably well drawn. Ground should be absolutely ideal. So Mason Brook Lady looks the each-way choice against Lord Justice and Hint of Frost in race number five.
Race number six.
On to the first of the jump races then, and it's a juvenile contest. The four-year-olds take centre stage here. The three-year-olds take centre stage here. And we've really only got to concentrate on just the three. The first of the juvenile hurdles, which was run at Roscommon the other night, yielded a good run from Trespass the other day, who was second behind Old Brig. It was the race that Birthplace has sent off a wildly short price, only to blunder away its chances badly at the last with a horrific mistake. To be fair, I think Birthplace was probably beaten at the time, and I put that slightly modest performance down to the fact that the ground was maybe on the soft side for Joseph O'Brien's charge, and on a much better surface tonight, there's a good chance that Birthplace will turn around the form. If there is going to be a major danger to my selection, Birthplace, it might actually come from Joseph's other runner in the race, horse called Zigzag, who's been plying its trade to a decent standard on the flat this season, very lightly raced, and did manage to win a couple of starts ago at Gowran Park in pretty decisive fashion in the end. So I do think Joseph O'Brien's got a very strong hand here. He's already been well backed as well this morning, Zigzag, I noticed. Only 7-2 with William Hill, so maybe those closest associated to the yard know a thing or two. But I'll go with Birthplace. I did like that performance the other day, apart from the catastrophic blunder at the last. And as I said, better ground should see this horse run a much better race tonight, so he's the choice.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate race then, a 3-mile handicap hurdle. Very competitive affair, this one, in the offing. 5-1 the field this morning. But the standout horse for me here is Denali from the John Wall Stable. Bit of a slow burner, this horse. It was a bit disappointing in its early part of its career over hurdles and never really backed up the fact that it won a bumper first time out here at Tipperary, and of course was a former point-to-point winner, so big things were expected. But it just, like I say, just took a while for this horse to get accustomed to racing under rules. But how devastating was this horse the other day? Really impressive performance down in Gowran Park, not only visually but on the clock as well. And the horses in behind that it beat as well have boosted that form line. Rath McNative, who's fourth, has won. Glendine River has won. And the third as well, Ginestra, has also won. So I'm pretty sure that form for mares is fairly strong here. She also, we know that she stays the trip really well. She was only just touched off by the inform Oisin James the time before in Clonmel, and she's just gradually piecing it all together. Even though she's got top weight here, I actually think her rating of 116 doesn't do her justice. So at 11-2 this morning, I do think that Denali's a really good each-way bet in this penultimate handicap hurdle.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and probably the hardest race of the night. 6-1 the field this morning. Absolute nightmare of a race for punters to get their head around. I'm going to go with Joy Neville, who in the first time hood ran quite well down in Killarney the other day with Ryan Tracy on board. Couldn't quite cope with Russian Roulette in the latter stage of that race, but they pull well clear of the rest, including Crocodile Dundee, who is a fairly reliable yardstick to that form. There's been a couple of subsequent winners out of the race. And with Ruby Walsh replacing a conditional jockey, for the first time, I'd expect Eric McNamara's mare to at least give us a decent run for our money in the final race around about 5-1. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We've got decent action coming at Killarney tomorrow on the flat, which begins at 5:20. So do tune in for the Irish Podcast tomorrow on Wednesday, August the 17th. I'm Andy Holding, signing off for today. Hopefully you'll rejoin us again for the action tomorrow. It's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.